I've been reading you many poems of Rumi. He's very famous in the whole world now. And Hafiz, who is maybe the most famous in Persia and Iran. And then this Kabir came into the picture. And he's the same as Hafiz for India. Very well known in India. He says, O slave, liberate yourself. Where are you? And where is your home? Find it in your lifetime. Find it. If you fail to wake up now, you will be helpless when the end comes. Listen, friends, wise one, death is very hard to escape from. He says, O slave, liberate yourself. If you say this to any ordinary person, they get very mad. He's saying this to his disciples. Wake up. And only when you start realizing that you are a slave to your mind, to your habits, to your conditions, can you get free of it. Most people, they don't see that. It takes courage to see where you are at, because it will shake your whole foundation of who you think you are. You've been keeping it together. He's going straight to the point, O slave, liberate yourself. And nobody likes to be slaves. Where are you and where is your home? This is the question you should think about. Where are you? Who are you? What are you doing with your life? Wake up. Is what you call your home really a home? Or have you forgotten your real home? You will only be at peace when you find your home, when you find your center, when you find your heart. Find it in this lifetime. Find it. Now is the time to find it. If you don't find it now, you won't find it after. This life is the test. Wake up. Live wisely. Live more aware. What are you holding on to? What are you wasting your time? If you fail to wake up now, you will be helpless when the end comes. And that's how most people are living this life, helpless. They have never gone deep. They have never found peace. They have never had a glimpse of the eternal. Then they are afraid. All they know is the physical. All they know is the body. All they know is the mind. And then fear will be there. To find yourself means to find the eternal. Then, what are you afraid for? It can never die. Only the body can die. But people are clinging to all kinds of stupid things. Says Kabir, listen, wise one, listen, friends. That is very hard to escape from. Nobody who is born can escape that. That's why for the true meditators, for the yogis, that has always been very helpful to meditate on. because that is reality. Don't waste your time. See things as they are. And find something that will go with you. Nothing in this world can you take with you. Find that which is your reality. Find the real. Don't put your whole life energy into the false. See things as they are. Accepting as they are. Wake up. Be courageous. Be strong. Be strong in spirit. It is not so easy to be free of the slavery. Many people are fighting to be free of the slavery. The black man in America, he was fighting, he had a very hard time. Then he got free, he got equal. He could ride with the buses with the white man who was very arrogant. But look now, what kind of freedom? Who is happy? They are more lost than ever. This is a different freedom that is totally forgotten. That is what the mystics is talking about. Beloved friend, my eternal spring master, please talk about totality. After mystic rose, many layers in me were peeled away, and very, very old and unknown layers from the past lives have appeared. The past is gone, but there is still something chained to me. It's heavy and it causes me pain, like a poison or a dagger in my belly, like a shame. It hinders me from being total, trustfully and unprotectedly open. I need your light, beloved, to face it. You said 70,000 layers. Time is short. Please teach me totality, beloved master. Always at your feet, empty, overwhelmed only by tears of gratitude and love. Yours, Bauli. P.S. Your voice, when you say, eat me, drink me, is vibrating in me, and I'm crying, and I'm crying. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beyond thank you. Please talk about totality. Totality is freedom because you can only be total in the moment. And now is the time, the only time. And this totality only comes from a deep understanding of an acceptance of how things are. When you realize you are not the past, you are not the future, you get more and more settled in yourself. You start to live more in the present. Then you get more and more total. It comes out of a deep understanding and acceptance. And the door to that understanding is love. So now it's knocking on the door because love is there. You have this gratefulness to the Master, you have this love. And that's why very few people come to this understanding. Very few people come to the totality. Because you have to go. How can you go into the temple? The door is love. People are afraid of love. Because then they will collapse down. My eternal spring master. Yes. And thanks to my master, I found the eternal spring. But without totality, nothing is happening. And very few people are total. They are just fragmented. They are split. Totality comes as a shadow. The more and more you come back to yourself, then you get total. You are not split anymore. You know this is the right thing to do. There is no doubt. That means that you are total. People are confused, and everybody is. They don't know. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go this direction? Should I do that? It's just the mind. Is this right? Is that right? Is this my heart or is it my mind? Slowly, 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 you come deeper in yourself, which is not often that people do. You see how difficult it is when you start going deeper in yourself. You have to be steady. You have to be dedicated. You have to be total. You have to be focused. And who is? After Mystic Rose, many layers in me were peeled away, and very, very old and unknown layers from the past lives have appeared. The past is gone, but there is still something chained to me. It is heavy, and it causes me pain, like a poison or a dagger in my belly. Like a shame, it hinders me from being total. Totally, trustfully, and unprotectedly open. So you have different steps. Yeah, first, the mind accepts that it is more than just this mechanical world you've been living in that people call the normal world. Yeah, then you go deeper than that. You start looking at yourself, you start seeking. Again, very few people just start that journey. Then you are not so attached to your mind. You know that there's something more. Then you start connecting with your heart. A whole new dimension starts opening. Then you start settling in the heart. If you are steady, if you are dedicated, if you are total, then you start settling in your heart, which is balanced for the first time. It's such a relief. Now the energy from your heart, from your being, is start taking over instead of the mind. The mind, the thoughts, the head starts fading away. Something else that is much more real, much more strong, is taking over. And that has happened. But then, deeper than that, is the belly. Because all the unconscious is sitting there. It's the whole unconscious dimension. Now your head is clear. Your heart is dedicated. You know your direction. It's nothing to do. You just have to allow it to dissipate by itself. You can't do anything. It's just like you have been eating a lot of bad stuff. Now you know. Now you start feeling healthy. Then you start feeling this uncomfortable thing in your belly, like a gut feeling. All the countries of the world, they say this, I have this gut feeling. That is deeper than what you think. It's deeper than what you feel. It's a gut feeling. You have a hunch that, no, this is not right. But normally, even that is polluted by the mind. So you are very wishy-washy. But this will just go by itself, because now the mind, the past is gone, you are settled, and this will just go by itself. You say, the past is gone, but there is still something chained to me. It is heavy and it causes me pain, like a poison or a dagger in my belly, like a shame. Yeah, because you have never been allowed to be who you are. You should always be someone else. That is what society is teaching. In some strange way, the society teaches you should be perfect. You are not here to be perfect. You are here to be yourself. You are here to enjoy. You are here to love. You are here to be free. And perfection never happens. Then there is always this shame, a deep shame in people, because they are never good enough. Whatever they do, they are never good enough, because they are not perfect. Perfection will happen in the future. And you are here now. This is the trick of the mind, of society, of the guilty priests, of religion. Sometime maybe you'll be happy. Sometimes you will be perfect. But not now. And here I come and say, now is the time, the only time. You can only be happy now. Everything is perfect. But that is very shocking. Very shocking to the whole system. You can't believe it. No, you can't believe it. You can only be it. That's why you have to go beyond your belief system. You have to go beyond your mind. You have to go beyond even the heart. You have to go into pure intelligence, understanding, being. So on this path, then everything has to go first. The mind has to surrender your whole past, who you think you are in your mind, in your ego. Then the heart has to be purified. You have to become settled. Then the whole past, all the unconscious, it will just dissipate more and more by itself. And this will happen by itself, and that's what it is. That's what I'm saying always. It comes a point, you don't need to do anything. Everything will just come up. Because now you have done the homework now. Just allow it to dissipate. Just open the doors, open the windows, let the wind take it out. Nothing to do. Just watch it. And everybody has this shame. And it hinders me from being total, trustfully and unprotectedly open. Yes, because we are so trained to be protected, even from the one that you want to be totally open for. Even for love, you are protected. Very strange. How come? You are undermining yourself. Even when the beloved is coming, you are protective. Why? Because deep, deep habit. It takes time. But seeing it, already half the bottle is gone. Half the battle is won. I need your light, beloved, to face it. Don't worry, Beverly, it's going fine. Never worry. You said 70,000 layers. No, I didn't say. I said the Sufis said. They have this saying. Don't put that on me. I say there is no layer. And I say 70,000 layers. It depends. You can say, but this way is just the Sufis give you a hint that is not easy. And at the same time, the mystic says it's very easy. Baba always says it's very easy. Easy is right. But you are not easy, so it's not right. This is the trick of the Zen master. The Zen master says easy is right. Go with the flow. Yeah, for the easy one is easy. But it takes maybe a long time to become easy. And this is what I call the homework. What the Sufi says is 70,000 layers between you and God. These 17,000 layers. And only when one layer is gone, you feel so good, it feels so nice. And then it gives you courage to go on, to go on. But there is no rules, and there is not even any path, because everybody have different path, and everybody is in different place in the evolution. So I never say it's like this or this. That's why I can't have any teaching, because everybody's teaching is different. Everybody's in a different place. Some people are very, very ancient. Some people are very, very new. Some people only know that tradition. Somebody knows a different tradition. That's why, no, I talk about all the traditions, all the paths. From no layers to 70,000 layers. It depends on you. Somebody understand this. Bauli understand that 70,000, because all Sufi, 70,000 layers. But the thing is, the nice thing also, when you get the technique, is always the first layers that is difficult. Then you can take maybe, 1,000 at a time. You never know how it's going to go. Time is short. Please teach me totality, beloved Master. And that is why Jesus says, let the children come to me. You have to become like a child again. Why? Because this child, he has the totality. When you are innocent, when you're pure, then you have totality. That you lose when you grow up. Because you get polluted by the society. You get polluted by people, unconscious people, that don't know how to live, and you become one of those. Bah. Bah. And even if you have this voice that some people have very strong, that this is not right, it is more to life than this, then you still don't have the courage to stand up, because everybody will look at you. Everybody says, you little crazy. That's what the only thing I have here. I have gathered all the crazy people so they can feel safe again. They can sing if they want, they can dance, they can sit in silence, they can laugh, they can cry. And slowly, slowly, everything is fine. Otherwise, you always have to behave so you fit in. than so-called normal people, normal society. Hmm? It takes courage to listen to yourself. The children, they are very innocent because they live in the now. But everybody loses that. And maybe even that is a good thing, because then you long for it also. You have to lose something to get it. Sometimes people come, they're very innocent, young people, but they haven't suffered. They don't really know what is here, what is available. You have to learn to love properly in a new way. The children, they don't know, they are just there, but it's not conscious. It's just natural, but they are not wise. That is the difference between a mystic and a child. They have the same innocence, but the mystic, he is wise also. The child is not wise. He is learning. He doesn't know. He puts his hand on the frying pan. That's how he learns. Ow! It's hot. And then mama says, yes, it is hot. It's a frying pan. It's supposed to be hot. And that's how you learn. The wise man, he knows, it's a frying pan. Not much difference. Ah. And this you call enlightenment? It's not much of it. That's why I very seldom talk about enlightenment, because the people have also idea. I just call it natural. It's a natural man. It's just natural. But this you lose when you get old. When people grow up, they lose this innocence, this totality. And that's why all the mystics has been hinting to the children. And Jesus says this, you have to become like a child to enter my kingdom of God. Huh? And then the grown-ups, they feel very uncomfortable then. The grown-up people, they feel very uncomfortable. How? What? Yes, that's the fact. It's not the place for you if you are too grown-up, because that means too tight. You have to be a little loose. You have to be total. You have to be innocent. Because the child, he doesn't gather dust. He lives in the moment. When he's angry, he's angry. And he says, I hate you. To his own mother, he said, I hate you, I wish you were dead. And then just 5 minutes later, Mama, I'm hungry now. All that is gone. This is the language, you know, and you are totally in the moment. You just, it's totally, you give all the energy to whatever you feel. And the mama knows, but if the grown-up behaves like that, then they are totally crazy then. What can you say then? And they don't dare to show their true feelings, what they really feel. That is what karma is called, you know. When you start holding things, you are not total anymore. That is what this whole thing with karma is. Just when you are unconscious and you gather more and more mental stuff, more and more mind, more and more past, layers and layers and layers and layers, you are not clean, you are not innocent, you are not total. You start just carrying a big, big pile of things from the past that is not lived totally. That is what karma is. Then that is always interfering with this moment. So what I call the homework is to unburden all that, so you come back to your innocence, back to your totality, back to your clarity. And when you have done that, then you are also more conscious that you don't start gathering this karma again. You start living more in awareness. You don't do these things that you gather all this garbage, all this karma, all this heaviness. Bhavla, you can do, you find a rock, no? A round, nice rock, a kilo or something, and then you put it on the belly when you lay down, and you just feel that on that point and let it go, like it absorbs it into the rock. Then you take the rock away, then you feel much better. I will help you. Because these things, what is in the unconscious, you can't do it. It comes up more when you are ready to just allow things. So it's a totally different thing. First you can do things. You can work on yourself. You can meditate. You can scream. You can cry. You can dig. You can cut out. You can do everything. You can fight. But when things comes up from the unconscious, you just have to allow it. You can help it in that way. That means now your awareness, your consciousness is ready to just allow things. Yeah? In the beginning, your awareness is not ready to do that. But as you get deeper, as you have done many of the layers on the surface, then things will come up by itself. Existence will help you. Now you have done some homework. Now we see that you are ready to be free, to be unburdened. Then things will happen by itself. Then you just have to do it in awareness then. Just feel it and allow it to let go. And feel the emotions, the pictures, the sensations, the pain, the joy, whatever it comes with it. So with awareness, this can happen very easy. We've been using so much energy to holding back. Now use the same energy to let go, to release. Deshwahad. How do you know if you go for your soul's longing or if you are just taking the easiest way or even a way to escape? For instance, I don't want to do dynamic meditation. It doesn't feel right. I want to do the older, softer meditations. Is this an escape from something I ought to meet in myself? This is part of the war inside me. Love from Satya. It doesn't feel right for what, Satya? Why doesn't dynamic feel right?
I realized this morning that it's because I lose myself. It's like I get invaded.
Invaded by what?
By the others. I can't feel the center.
No? Like it feels too wild for you around, like chaos, and then you take that in on you when people are going little banana. You also said that you had this before, but then you did dynamic and you liked it. It felt good. Have you done it a lot? No. Dynamic is just an amazing, beautiful thing to do, and it helps. It removes maybe up to 50,000 layers. My feeling is that you have some ideas, and that's why you are split. You choose. And, you know, as long as there's somebody there to choose that I like this and I don't like that, then there will always be problem. You have to be totally available to experiment. When you have done something, when you have really tried something, gone in for it, like, okay, now I'm going to do dynamic for 21 days, totally, every day. Then you feel afterwards, is this for me or not? But it's one of the best meditation to come to that place where you get clear. I never say if you have a physical problem, every time you do it you can't walk for 3 weeks, don't do it, you know. But 99% of the time it's just your mind that is holding you back. Oh, I get dizzy. Oh, I'm fainting. Oh, I get uneasy. Oh, I feel sick in my stomach. Oh, I feel the energy from that one who is so angry with beside me. Or this, or that. Hey, you are living here on planet Earth. There's many people here. Get used to it. You try it. You just have to be true to yourself. From my experience, is one of the best meditation. It comes a point where no dynamic is needed. But even then, it's such a good exercise that I know many people, they go on. I know so many old Indians in India, they're going on till they die. They're very old people, they love it because it's such a good morning exercise. And first thing in the morning is the only time where it's a little cool. In India, 6 o'clock in the morning, the rest of the day is impossible to do anything. Just so 6 o'clock in the morning, they all breathe and jump and laugh and cry and get angry with their wife and everything. Get it out. Finished for the whole day. So it's a great way to release yourself. And then you don't get split. Of course, You have to be true to yourself. I cannot say if you have something, but I feel it's more an escape for something. Because you must have some ideas like this is, or some softer things. Why? What is wrong? Life is both. Life is hard, life is soft. Life is yin, life is yang. Life is life, life is death. Life is day, life is night. Get used to it. Why choose only one? Then you're frustrated. I want it to be day all the time. All the time. Again, the sun goes down. I wanted it to stay up. I want only sunshine, no darkness. Don't like darkness. I like soft, not hard. Then there is a war inside you. Because this is not how existence is. This is both. It's both. And that both that looks like opposites, it makes it very harmonious. And that's exactly how dynamic is. It's the opposite. It starts in total chaos and it ends in total silence. And if you do the meditation totally, very few people do, because they are not total, then you can experience the silence in the end. First time I did dynamic, I felt that silence in the end because I was total. And it was some of the best things I had done my whole life up till that time. Oh my God, this Bhagwan who made it, it must be what? It worked. I had such a good experience that I wanted, this was really, this guy is up to something. The first time. I hadn't even heard about him. I did his meditation before I heard about it. Then the sannyasins, they said, this Bhagwan, he's waiting for you. What? Yes, he's waiting for you. Then I tried to escape, no, but I didn't make it. Most people try to escape first, but then, no, it's something tasty. So the only thing you have to find out yourself, but my suggestion is that do things and do it totally, and then you will find out if this is for you or this is not for you. That's why it's good to try, because then you know, it's your own experience, this is works. If it doesn't work, don't do it. And people are different, but people are also, they have everything, you know, they have, the body likes to breathe, body likes to jump, the body likes to scream. Where can you scream? One of the few places is dynamic. There must be some ideas. Oh, I'm a very spiritual, I'm very silent. And then bubbling underneath, then you start really touching how it is to scream, and you will love it. Oh my God, been waiting to scream. But maybe it takes a little time to get used to it. And then there comes a time that, I'm tired. Then is a different silence that comes then. There's different stages. This dynamic is Osho's way of removing 50,000 of those veils that Sufi talks about. It's very quick, very good. And maybe it goes a lot in the same meditation. That's why I say, I never start talking about just sit silently, meditate. No, because you are too restless. You have too many things going on in you. Silence comes by itself. When you have done your homework, then silence comes like a shadow then. Then there's no need to do anything. You can just relax. Whatever you do will be a taste of meditation. But then there will also be no doubt. Like you ask, how do you know if you go for your soul's longing or if you are just escaping, taking the easiest way? What? The soul's longing, the heart's longing, is never the easiest way. I can promise you, it's a very hard way. It's a hard way for your mind. And if you don't know that, you haven't started. That is what beginners say. You escape. No. This is the hardest way. It's only for the courageous people, because you have to face yourself. You have to experiment yourself. You have to be clear to yourself. It's a totally different journey, the inner journey. If it's something physical, you know, don't do it, but be truthful. My experience is that people, they don't want to wake up. They want, but they don't want. They want to be happy, but they don't want. Because this and that. You can't have both. You can't be the same and be free. That is like the New Age people then. Read your holy books. Men suffer from Mars and women from Venus and psychic this and psychic that, and put the crystal up your ass and think something happened. Baba is not into that. Ass is just for one thing. Relax. And pray that clarity will come one day. Since it's Sunday today, and this is our temple, our church, we will have a sermon, we have music. Okay, Bauli. Speaking to me, how do I know it's not my mind? Helmut. Where's Helmut? Welcome, Helmut. Where you come from?
Germany.
And what you doing there?
Living.
Living?
I'm working as a cardiologist.
A doctor? With a heart.
Exactly, that's...
Huh?
I don't want to take it out to find out.
No, but you don't need to. You No, keep it there. You just do it. You just do your job, help the people who have problems with the physical heart, and you know how it is to train to be this heart surgeon. It takes a lot of study, a lot of effort. But this is a similar, but this has nothing to do with the physical heart. When I hear my heart speaking to me, how do I know that is not my mind? You don't know in the beginning, but it's something that is starting, because now you have this question. This question is coming up, so you know that there is a difference. So that is the beginning to find out when the heart is talking to you. Normally people are not aware of that. And this question comes up because now you see we are mixed. The mind and the heart is mixed. The mind is many. You have many different voices in your mind. One, you say this, and then next thing is this, and then it's never agreeing, no? It's always something. It's always some doubt. Is this the right? Is that the right? But the heart is one. So the sign is, when you know that the heart is speaking to you, is undivided. But that is very difficult as long as the mind is involved. And that's what I'm doing here. I'm also a heart surgeon. It's a different, but you know, it takes time. Like you learned this, it takes time. It's not something you can learn. This is not like a weekend course. It's a whole new beginning. It's a whole new dawn. So if there is an interest, then maybe it's the beginning of a new study time in a new direction. Not that you should stop being a heart surgeon, because that is very helpful. People need that. But it's even more important that they heal their spiritual heart. Because that comes with you. The heart, okay, maybe they live 5 years more, 10 years more. But then you're going to die anyway. So this is a good question, but it will take time and focus. Only to become a physical heart surgeon is very difficult. It takes a lot of focus, it takes a lot of study, like a lot of books. So you have to be dedicated, you have to be total, that's what we talked about before today also. If you want something, you have to be total, that you want this. You wanted to be a heart surgeon, then no matter what, that is the only thing you're going to make. You want to become a doctor, you want to become a scientist, then you have to focus, you have to study. And this is something that is just the opposite in a way, because it has nothing to do with the mind, it has nothing to do with learning as such. It has to do with more dropping. And that is very difficult for the mind to understand. It's impossible, because it has nothing to do with the mind. The mind is helpless there. It has to do with just being your natural self, which we have forgotten. This is the same as the heart. It's very difficult to, this question comes up for almost everybody, Helmut. How do I know it's my mind and not the heart? But you know that the heart is also speaking to you. And the heart, it needs love, it needs peace, it needs harmony, it needs silence. This is the thing that the heart needs, wants, is longing for. The mind doesn't have any interest in that. So how can you know? There is no path as such, but in some mysterious way it is happening. I have created this kind of climate for hearts. The mind, they don't feel so much at ease here. And if the mind wants to win, then you have to run away. The sooner the better, you have to run away. Because otherwise, slowly, slowly, the mind will get more and more confused here. Because it's nothing to grasp. Because it has nothing to do with the mind. The mind has to see that there's something bigger. Up till now, the mind has been in charge. The whole society is built on the mind. That's what we call intelligence. But for me, it's not intelligence. Intellect is not intelligence. So it's the intellect the whole society is built on. But you have a different intelligence, and that comes from your center, from your heart, from your true wisdom, from being connected to God or to existence. And how to get back to that? That is really your question. How to listen to that? There is no easy fix. It cannot be done in a weekend. It is a whole new start. But if you feel that this is something for you, then this is an invitation to go on. All these people, they're coming back to the heart. I don't know how it happens, but it happens. I don't care about how, I don't care about why, but it happens. In some mysterious way that I have no control over, but it is happening. Yes, Anandita? Huh? What do you say, Anandita? I operated on her also. Look at her. Know her heart is happy. So it is a mysterious thing, because you ask, when I hear my heart speaking to me, how do I know that it's not my mind? Because it's always been mixed up with the mind. It's normally the mind that is in charge. It's normally the mind that we are listening to. And the easiest way, I think, and that's why I create this, this is happening, is to be more and more in places that you don't need to function from the mind. You can just live more spontaneous. You can start exploring yourself in new ways. Here you don't, everything is provided there. You don't need the mind to be here. You get food, you have a bed, and if you get lost, they will show you, you live in that kind. Your mind can relax. And slowly, slowly, that is the message you have to give to your mind. I don't need you more. I want to connect with something deeper. The mind will still be there. Don't worry, it will always, but it has to be, you has to be the master. The heart has to be the master. Then the mind functions very beautifully. But now, it's been the master, and the mind is really the slave. It should be the servant to the heart, to your consciousness. But the whole focus has been on the mind. And the heart is forgotten. And that's why we ask, how do we know? Is it the mind or is it the heart? Because the heart is there. It wants to connect, but it gets filtered through the mind. So the only way is that you start changing focus. And that is very difficult if you don't have the environment of hearts. This is the place for the heart, to connect again with the heart. Then slowly, slowly, the mind starts accepting that. Maybe it will get afraid, maybe it gets restless, maybe it wants to try to escape. All these things is normal. Because, no, something else, the real master is coming back. then you don't need to function so much from the mind. You function more from clarity. Then the mind is like a computer, so everything you learned is fine. Yeah, you can still do your surgery, no problem, because it's in the computer. But you will do it much, even much better. More things will come. Whatever you can do, you have done up to now, will be better. You will just be a better human being. You don't depend so much on the mind. And that is a great day of celebration, because the mind can just relax. Because the mind is always uncertain and is many, many, many voices. When even the mind accepts that I'm just a servant to something higher, I'm a servant to clarity itself, to the heart, to love, to consciousness, then everything falls into place. Even the mind bows down. The mind that was so arrogant, it has to bow down. I give up now. And that is a great day of celebration. A great day, the greatest day. Then a whole new life will start. That is a new journey. That is the real transformation. But it's not, you know, you can't, I can try to talk about these things, but it takes time because you have put so much energy into the mind. The mind is so developed. And it's not an overnight fix. It's not the weekend course. I'm not doing like a come to me 1 week and then you're enlightened. That other idiots can do. Yeah. No, this is a whole new beginning. It's a whole change of direction. It's a new direction of life. If you feel, many people, they come and they get touched. And they know instantly, this is something new. This is what I've been waiting for. I want to be here. I even want to move here. I want to get a cabin here. I want to go to Brazil. Yeah, because they know something in that they want to study. Yeah. It takes time to decondition the mind. It takes time. And here it's very effortless because it's just to be here. That is the only thing that is needed, is just to be here. And something starts seeping in. It's like when you're very cold and I put you in a hot bath, then you start feeling warm. Then I will read you, since you are a doctor and I'm a doctor, so we have something in common. And if I have something physical problem with my heart, maybe I come to see you then. Yeah? Because you know, you don't want to give your heart, you don't want to open your heart for anybody. You have to trust the doctor, and even more you have to trust the master. That is the thing. Otherwise, he can't do anything. You have to be trust. And that trust can only come when there is love. Something has happened. You feel that, yes. And this is only for lovers, you know, because that is the door. Only lovers can understand the language of love. And the world needs doctors, but the world needs even more love doctors. Then you can do really nice. You're a doctor on the physical heart, but still you are a love doctor. Then the client will just... That would be nice if every doctor was a love doctor also. He had his science, his technique, but very few people are like that. They learn only their thing. They don't have the full picture. And the whole Western medicine, it just treated the symptoms. In the ancient days, when people were more conscious, more meditative, more enlightened, then you treated the whole person as a totality. Then you can't only treat the symptoms. You have to find out why is that symptom there. You have to go to the bottom of it. You have to see the man as a totality. And this is how fragmented the mind is, that even the doctors who should heal us, they only look at the symptoms. And no, not even that, they just give you a drug now. Take this tablet and you will feel fine. Hang on. How are you feeling? I feel fine. I don't feel anything. It must be fine. Give me one more. That is, many doctors are like that. They just give the clients pills. You must know about it. And it's terrible. No, they are like, that's why they have this prosegnation, no? They just give people pills. They don't know what to do. You have to start seeing people in a new perspective. They have to be more intelligent. That's why if they are love doctors, if they also have worked on themselves, know about themselves, about meditation, about the heart, about spirituality, then you can really be a good doctor. That's what they need. Otherwise, you will always just treat the symptoms. Even the heart, fix the heart operation. Okay, it's just a symptom. You will die. No, find something that will heal me, that I will feel peace. That is more important. And both together is even better. So good luck, Helmut. I will read you what my old friend Brahmanan, a mystic in old India, said. What can a doctor do? My sickness is of the heart. What can a doctor do? This is the thing with the seekers, with the meditators. They long for something else. My sickness is of the heart. What can a doctor do? Sometimes he thinks I'm congested. That's what the doctor says. Sometimes that I have fever. But my condition is one of an unusual need. About this need, the doctor doesn't know. I have an unusual need. Where should I go? Who should I go to with my unusual need? No doctor knows about it. That's where a mystic comes in the picture. Because it has nothing to do with the physical body. I have a longing for my beloved. I have a longing for freedom. This has taken root in my heart. Without that love, I feel no peace, and I don't care about anything else. The doctor has no medicine that can cure my condition. Without the grace of my master, this sickness cannot be cured. But these people is hard to find in the West. In the East, they knew about this. I have a very unusual sickness. Where can I go? Nobody else than my master can heal this pain in my heart. Without the grace of my master, this sickness cannot be cured. Doctor, doctor, if you could unite me with my heart, your talent would be divine, and I would be yours forever. And that's exactly what happens with the master. He unites you with your heart. Then you will be one forever. That is what surrender is. You will always be grateful. Because without the heart, what are we? Good luck, Alma. Where in Germany do you live?
Bremen.
Bremen? So you digest what is happening here. If you feel like you welcome back, okay? You have your wife with you?
Yeah.
Where is she? Hello. Good luck. Assist your doctor. Take care of your assistant, your wife. Very good. You have to be steady, no? May everybody get healed and find the right doctor. Aum Shanti. If you can unite me with my heart, I will never leave you. Pramana said, very good. You see, Helmut, this is a different operation table here. Here they enjoy, in the middle of the operation, totally bliss. Can you imagine, in your hospital? What kind of doctor are you? Where did you learn this skill? I thought it was going to be painful. And look. Maybe the only place in the world, Helmut, that people are running towards the operation studio. Ha 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 ha.